Welcome, everyone, to Christ's Blessing on Christmas. And ho, ho, ho. I am really, really sorry to be so late and trying to figure it out. Just hold on 1 minute while I figure out how to put us on. They have changed everything. The wall. Maybe that's
directly from God.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I heard Jesse's voice as well. How are you, Jesse?
Okay.
South John Douglas, but he's not. He's doing the healing. This is coming directly from John.
Q&A mode. Okay. Now, if I can figure out, I mean, they have changed everything on us. I am so, so sorry about that. But we are recording, and I would love to hear from anybody who wants to. I see now sort of what's going on. So we have several pages of callers, and I'm going around the board learning as I go who's on, who's not. Let's see. Okay. Somebody do a somebody come onto the call so I can see what it looks like. Chris, would you please come on the call? Do the star 6 and 1. Okay, Scott, there's Scott. Hi. Okay, you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
You're on, and I'm a little more familiar, so thank you.
Cool. I'm the first one.
Good.
I just wanted to say thank you for the blessings I've had this year.
You are so welcome.
Especially, I was allowed to be an ambassador for the Foundation for Foster Children, which means I speak at events in the community, and that was a tremendous blessing, and I'll be able to do that again next year at the Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center in Orlando, so any thanks to that and appreciate it.
Congratulations. And you're doing so great, Scott. I'm really, really proud of you. And by the way, Scott, I did get your messages, and I'm going to call you early in the week about our Christ Blessing seminar.
Okay.
So, and that brings up an important point for all of us, and that is that we are having our next seminar in January. On the 21st and the 22nd of January. And I hope as many of you as can make the time and set aside the funds and get here will do it, because we will make a difference in the world. We always do. And if you've really, really enjoyed and appreciated the blessings this year, I know you'll want to give those same blessings to others. So I'm here. And for you who would like to ask for a blessing or make a Christmas wish or, okay, let's see. We've got a caller from area code 780, and you're on.
Hey, Glenda, it's Desmond.
Hi, Desmond.
Hi. I wanted to let you know all the blessings that I've got over the last year and how they've all come about. And my brother, they actually ended up having a really bad defect with the baby the first time, so they had to get an abortion, the doctor said. And it was really hard for my brother's wife. And they ended up, after I asked for a blessing the second time, they were having problems conceiving, and they conceived. And now she's pregnant, and she's really happy, and she's such a sweet, beautiful girl. And so that's one of the, and there's been so many things I don't know how to go out, but I do have a wish. I'm hoping that my grandma, my other grandma stays in good health, and I wanted to say thank you for, blessings with my grandma Marlene, because I had the most beautiful societal normal kind of funeral, but like afterwards, just being connected with her, and it's still a little difficult losing her just because I don't like anyone. But
yeah.
I inherited some money, so I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing with it. I'm going to be buying some posters from you and some Christ scent, and I'm still studying your books, and I'm really happy that you shared Yeshua with us and through this blessing too.
Oh, it's my privilege, Desmond. And whenever I see such blessings come into the life of other people, there just is no price I wouldn't pay to be able to have that positive and great effect on others. So thank you for letting me know, Desmond. I really, really appreciate that. This has been a very challenging year for me, as many of you know, and it's probably going to be a challenge right through the very end, but 2017 I think is going to be just as wonderful as 2016 was challenging. Sometimes it's just part of life, and we learn to see the light that shines brighter against a background of darkness, just like we can't see the stars in the daylight, but they're still there. And after the sun goes down and the sky is dark, we see the beautiful lights in the sky. And it's when we feel most alone that we find out how many friends we have. It's when we have the greatest amount of trouble that we discover how much help is available for us. It's when we hurt and cry that we pray the most, and then we find God. And we find our way through that tunnel because that's just another part of life. And there is no saint who's ever lived, my friends, not St. Catherine or St. Joan or St. Peter or St. Stephen, St. Thomas. I think of them all, St. Francis, my favorite, just my personal favorite, but St. Mary Magdalene, not a single one of them lived a life without suffering. At times, and that's what's underlined, we go through this because we have come into an earthly plane where we are being given an opportunity to offer our life to the world and make this a better place. This is the planet. This is the place where God poured his love into the birth of his son, our Christ, our friend, our Lord, our teacher. God gave all of his love for us. But that love was not to live on this planet without suffering. And the reason why is because it wouldn't have been real. This life that we live, is full of everything. It's full of love. It's full of grief. It's full of loss. It's full of wealth. It's full of joy. It's full of creation. Our life is full of everything. And it's everything that makes our life whole. That is really, really what is so beautiful, is that we can't have wholeness without accepting it all. Why? Why did Yeshua have to suffer on the cross? Because he wanted to? Because he was a martyr? No. Why did the apostles suffer? Because they wanted to be martyrs? No. Because they would not separate from the whole. There will come a time in our planetary and our human future when the whole will be less and less filled with hardship, less and less filled with pain or grief or suffering, less and less of that, and more of all the love that we can see. And we will be able to take that love and transmute it into a beautiful, lasting blessing for this earth. This is what Yeshua is teaching us how to do in his giving us the blessing and the skills of the blessing. He's teaching us how to go to the very depths and heart of our being so that we can be all that we are and suffer without pain, literally, because we turn it to joy, that we can have compassion without hardship because we turn that into love and peace and the fullness of joining with others. It's an interesting thing about how we progress through the stages of our life. We start out in our human birth discovering our personal identity, brand new baby, full of love and joy. And that little baby's first and major role is simply to discover itself. It plays with its fingers and its toes. It discovers what it can do with this brand new little body. It discovers how to talk and think and smile and how to get what it needs. It learns how to love. It learns how to recognize love. It learns how to avoid pain. And altogether, it learns how to grow up. And then the next step is we learn how to have friends. We learn how to become part of the life of a family, the life of an extended family with our friends, and then to become part of the larger world. We become a larger and larger person. And then we take on a purpose, a goal, a mission in life, because we need that. We need to reach out. We need to serve. We need to become the greater part of what we can be. And inevitably, when we take on that struggle, we encounter a different level of challenge. We encounter a world that sometimes doesn't recognize us, sometimes isn't friendly to us. In fact, sometimes just downright is cruel to us. And we have to deal with it. Because we're learning to be part of a larger and larger and larger world. And then we learn as we come into our adult maturity, we learn how to put some order into things. We learn how to create an orderly world around us. But then we learn from that, that that would simply be boring and limiting if that's all we did. So we began to exercise our free will, our spontaneity, our discovery, our serendipity. And in order to do that for ourselves, we have to allow that to, for others. We have to let others become all they can be also. We have to let them become their free person. Oh, so that's another level of discovery. But you see, it's part of the wholeness we are. And in the end, we have to learn the final paradox that everything is love. Everything, even our sorrows, are a form of love. We couldn't feel loss. In fact, if we didn't lose something, we love. That's the paradox of it. We couldn't feel pain if we couldn't feel pleasure. We would simply be numb and feel nothing. We finally enter the grand paradox of existence. And at that point, we embrace the spirit of grace and forgiveness. And at that moment, we can really experience the fullness, the largeness of transcendence, of ascendance, of everlasting life. Because we can actually be part of everything, and everything can be part of us. That was my Christmas message for you, is to receive the gift of life. Because Yeshua came to be the gift of life to us all. God gave to us the gift of his life. And more we live, the more we want to give our life as a gift. And to be all that we can be in our love forever and ever. So, since we are running a little late, I think that's a good place to stop for our Christmas message. And I would just ask that you be, in your heart, in a prayerful way, in gratitude for Christmas and all it means. For your life and the life of all those you love. Congratulations to all of you on receiving the gift of life. And I urge you to give life to as many others as you can. Far greater than all the other gifts we give is the meaningful, wonderful gift of life. Now, you will just simply be in your heart. I will offer my prayer to Yeshua, and I will offer. I'm sorry for that interruption. I'm learning this system, and I didn't know it was going to make an announcement when I muted everybody. I just want us to not have any noises when we go into the blessing and into our prayers. I'm going to begin my prayer to Yeshua. When I'm complete, I ask that you enter your prayer while we and the blessing givers offer you this blessing for Christmas. Dear Yeshua, we ask that you be with us on this day in the spirit of life that you gave us, to heal our life, be our companion in life, teach us more fully how to live, give us the fulfillments of life, guide us in life, and help us to serve the greater life of this world and of our fellow man. We thank you for coming to be with us today, in your birth, and always. For in you we receive new birth. We receive new birth in your birth. Every day, every time we reach for you, every time we take you into our heart, into our life and our soul. And now we open our hearts and our life for your blessing on this day. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Amen. Now, I would ask that you go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Be quiet. Be still. Don't even think. Don't even continue your prayer, because it might involve your mind, and your mind has no idea what has just been accomplished. Merry Christmas to all of you, and blessings to you, so that every day can be like Christmas. Bye-bye for now.